You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. This is our weekly weather segment with the National Weather Service in Juneau, joined online today by Jake Ruckman, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Hi, Jake.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Not bad. Not bad. Today is the 27th of January. The sun is shining here in Petersburg, which is a big relief to me and a lot of others here to see something different for a change.
Yep, for sure. We had a big change in the overall pattern this past weekend. Obviously, we got a little bit of snow a few days ago, but after that snow passed, we actually had high pressure kind of anchor itself over the Yukon and British Columbia. It kind of turned our prevailing flow to the northwest, and that brought us in this noticeably colder and drier air that we're experiencing right now.
I think I saw one Facebook post from the Weather Service that said something like 4 inches for snowfall for Petersburg area.
Yes, we have a few observation points around there. Most of them came in around the 1 to 4 inch range, the four being mostly on the high end, if you will, but definitely not as much snow as we got up in areas further north, like here in Juneau, where some people saw as much as 7-8 inches.
Okay, and at the same time as we switch to this high pressure, I know the winds are blowing pretty strongly off the coast.
Yes, that is correct. We are seeing the pressure gradient kind of strengthen as we have this high pressure, but it's also being bolstered by low pressure that will eventually be approaching the panhandle this weekend. But as that pressure gradient increases, we're going to see, these winds kind of keep up. Nothing that we think is going to be damaging by any stretch, but, certainly a little breezy.
So do we have a few more days of high pressure dominating before that low comes through?
Actually, the high pressure is going to be the prevailing weather maker for the foreseeable future. As I did mention, that low pressure, it looks right now as though it will kind of skirt the coast. And, you could see some snow in Petersburg this upcoming weekend. But at the moment, really not expecting much as far as a significant accumulation. But then right after that passes, it looks like we are back to mostly clear skies and continuing with this cold and somewhat dry pattern.
Well, it's great to see sunrises and sunsets again.
For sure.
And anything else important to note for this week or what's coming up?
Nope, I think we've covered the basics. Is after it seems like it, just been cloudy and rainy for such a long time, we should enjoy this nice reprieve. As you said, sunrise, sunset. It's good to see.
All right. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you or someone else next week.
All right. No problem. Thank you so much.